This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there. The latest bombardment comes days after an Israeli attack set off a fire at a Rafah tent camp that killed at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas commanders and had not intended to cause civilian casualties.
This is a devastating incident.
An Israeli army spokesperson said the military was investigating the possibility that munitions stored near a compound targeted in Sunday's airstrike may have ignited the blaze. Meanwhile,
Ireland formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron on Tuesday was among the global outcry after an Israeli airstrike on Sunday triggered the massive blaze that killed 45 people in a tent camp in the Gaza city of Rafah.
It did look very, very concerning, very worrying, and so we're asking for that to be investigated rapidly. The Israelis have already said it was a tragic mistake, but we want to see that properly investigated.
U.S. military officials at the Pentagon said on Tuesday the American-built temporary pier taking humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians has been damaged in rough seas and weather and will be removed from the coast of Gaza to be repaired. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said over the next 2 days the pier will be pulled out and sent to the southern Israeli city of Ashdod, where U.S. Central Command will repair it. Fixes will take at least a week. This is VOA News. Authorities fear a second landslide and a disease outbreak are looming at the scene of Papua New Guinea's mass casualty disaster. A UN official said on Tuesday the mass of debris that devastated a village in the South Pacific nation's remote highlands when a limestone mountainside sheared away on Friday is becoming more unstable with recent rain and streams trapped below the ground and rubble. The United Nations Migrant Agency has officials at the scene and is helping shelter 1,600 displaced people. The agency estimates 670 villagers have died, while Papua New Guinea's government has told the United Nations it thinks more than 2,000 were buried. Taiwan passed a controversial reform package pushed by the opposition on Tuesday, despite days of street protests against the laws, which will give lawmakers more oversight over the government. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The reforms give lawmakers the power to ask military, private companies, and individuals to disclose information deemed relevant by parliamentarians. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, opposed the law, but didn't have the numbers to block it. Lawmakers of the DPP were booing as the laws passed. They said the reforms were forced through without proper consultation, and their content was either vague or an overreach of power. Outside parliament, thousands of people protested.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. A prosecutor in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial focused on a cover-up in closing arguments on Tuesday while the defense attacked witnesses, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
One of the prosecutors in Donald Trump's hush money trial told jurors during closing arguments that the former president engaged in a conspiracy and a cover-up. While one of Trump's lawyers branded the prosecution's star witness, Michael Cohen, as the greatest liar of all time, and pressed the panel for an across-the-board acquittal. The lawyers' dueling accounts wildly divergent in their assessment of witness credibility and the strength of evidence offered both sides one final chance to score points with the jury. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover hush money payments. He denies the charges. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a second $1 billion promise of military aid in as many days during a whirlwind tour of three European Union countries. At the same time, President Vladimir Putin warned hitting Russian soil with Western weapons could set the war on a dangerous new path. I'm Joe Ramsey.